Well, we planted the asparagus, this is the third year it's been in the ground, so this year is our first commercial harvest. So by mid-September we'll have green spears of asparagus from Cowra for the first time in many years. There are two places in Australia that produce great asparagus at the moment, and that's Mildura and Karira. There are other areas, if anyone's listening from another area, but they're the two main ones. And to have asparagus back in Cowra, you know, it definitely gives us something that's slightly different climate, come in slightly different in a different window. So, yeah, I think at the moment it's very much a go-to item. People are buying it. You know, the in-store growth in asparagus is quite large, so, and the amount that we're doing is not enough to flood a market at all. So, yeah, I'm quite excited about it.
So what's the crop actually looking like?
Oh, it looks really good. The season that we're about to have correlates to how much fern growth we had last summer. So we had a lot of fern growth, so after we finished cutting, you know, the fern grows to 4 or 5 feet tall and nice and bushy and everything, and plant stands good, so at the moment everything looks good.
What kind of area have you planted?
I think you've got to brace yourself. We've got in the ground 16 hectares, but we're only going to be cutting 4 this year. You know, it's the first 4 that we've got. You know, as I said before, it takes a while from planting to actually getting a commercial crop. So this is the first lot. Next year there'll be another 2 hectares on top of that, huge 6 hectares. And then there's another 8 the following year. So, you know, it's nothing huge, but it does complement the business, because in the spring a couple of the other crops that we grow either aren't ready, which is onions, or, you know, it's a changeover period, which is beetroot. So it's a quiet time on the farm, and we come in when the asparagus is due to come in. So it should complement things pretty well.
It's such a big effort for you, really. You know, it takes a couple of years for production to come on board, and then it's a really staged approach after that. What gives you the confidence that it's something that's going to make you money?
Well, if you look at a lot of crops, a lot of vegetable crops are just annuals, yearly. So if something's worth a heap 1 year, sometimes you get a much bigger production the following year, which means the price comes back a bit. With asparagus, because it's such a long-term investment, it takes 3 years to you're up and running, you already know the size of you know the potential of the crop that's going to come in, give or take a bit, but you know that there's no one that's going out there and suddenly jammed in a huge amount of asparagus that would flood the market. It's not a yearly thing. So we took a long-term view on it. We already know what our yields were because we grew asparagus for a long time, so we know roughly what we're going to be producing, when we're going to be producing it, and there's a lot of history about what that market price is in those windows. So the dollar's dropping, so there's export opportunities up into Asia, and they're the other things that we're looking at. But it's going to be exciting. I know it's not a huge volume. It's probably going to be more stuffing around this year than anything else, but it's the year that we just start get going, get our markets established, and next year we should be pretty confident to give it a red-hot go.